Bring on spring projects with Spring Black Friday Savings from The Home Depot. With free delivery on over 2 million items, you can bring on the spring cleaning, the patio decorating, and the front yard gardening. And if you need it fast, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Bring on the spring doing and spring your way only at The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
Grammar Girl here. I'm Mignon Fogarty, and you can think of me as your friendly guide to the English language. Writing, history, rules, and cool stuff. Today, I have a segment about could care less and couldn't care less. And a fun Familect story. Let's get started. When people tell me their pet peeves, they often mention the phrase could care less. They claim it should be couldn't care less. It's illogical. If you could care less, you still care. Don't people get it, they say? Celebrities have even jumped on the cranky bandwagon. Both David Mitchell and John Cleese have made popular YouTube videos ranting about the illogical phrase could care less. Interestingly, both men are British comedians, and they're both complaining in particular about Americans who use the phrase. Are Americans really more likely to say they could care less? Well, it appears so, at least when you look at how often that phrase shows up in American books Google has scanned versus British books Google has scanned. It shows up a lot more often in American books. Now, that could mean that Americans use it more, or it could mean that British editors are more strict about changing could care less to couldn't care less. But the Oxford English Dictionary calls could care less a U.S. colloquial phrase. And the linguist Lynn Murphy, who blogs about the differences between British and American English, also notes that Americans say could care less far more often than the British. I think we're busted. Maybe we Americans are just more caring, so that even when we're annoyed, we reserve some caring just in case we want to use it later. But probably not. The phrase, I couldn't care less, started in Britain and made its way to the United States in the late 1940s. But it wasn't long until Americans corrupted the phrase, if you're prone to think of it that way. The first example of could care less in the OED is from 1966, and it is indeed from an American newspaper. But it sounds like something a regular person either said or wrote, not a journalist. It's listed as coming from the Seattle Post-Intelligencer, but I believe it may have actually come from a syndicated Ann Landers advice column. The sentence pops up in multiple newspapers when I do a Google search. It also just sounds like it would come from an advice column. Judge for yourself. It reads, "My husband is a lethargic, indecisive guy who drifts along from day to day. If a bill doesn't get paid, he could care less." I think she's asking for advice. And as an aside, I wonder if she knows that those words about her lethargic husband are immortalized in the OED. Why did patient zero here say her husband could care less? And why do so many people say it today? People have a few theories. In the early 1990s, the well-known Harvard professor and language writer Steven Pinker argued that the way most people say could care less, the way they emphasize the words, implies they're being ironic or sarcastic, along the lines of the Yiddish phrase, I should be so lucky, which typically means the speaker doesn't really expect to be so lucky. Michael Quinion of the wonderful World Wide Words website makes the same argument. But I'm skeptical, very skeptical. Our long-suffering wife from the Ann Landers column doesn't seem to be filled with irony or sarcasm. And even if the saying did start that way, I don't think that's how people use it anymore. I've definitely heard people say they could care less, who don't seem to be relying on any form of irony or sarcasm. Of course, that's just my opinion, but as far as I can tell, they think could care less is just the way you say it. Other linguists have argued that the type of sound at the end of couldn't is naturally dropped by less than precise speakers. That seems a bit more likely to me. I thought of it when I walked by the Instant Pots in Costco the other day, because I always thought they were called Instapots. A lot of people seem to drop that NT sound at the end of instant, just like they do at the end of couldn't. And then once you hear a lot of people say Instapot or could care less, you might think that's the actual name or phrase. But regardless of the reason people say they could care less, it's one of the more common language peeves because of its illogical nature. To say you could care less means you have a bit of caring left, and that's not the meaning people seem to want to convey. Both Merriam-Webster and Dictionary.com have weighed in and say could care less and couldn't care less mean the same thing. Their reasoning is that both phrases are informal, English is often illogical, and people use the two phrases in the same way. Could care less has come to mean the same thing as couldn't care less. Nevertheless, if you want to avoid annoying people, it's better to stick with couldn't care less. Take it from someone who's heard a lot of people complain about it.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? Maybe you're bursting with energy, or maybe you're drained because you have a hard time saying no, or you're lonely. It can be easy to ignore your social battery, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. Maybe you want to go, maybe you don't want to go. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And can you recognize what you need and make it happen? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that will keep you fulfilled but won't drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/grammargirl today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grammargirl. Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. I've been trying to figure out how to just find more time in my day. And you know what? Factor's ready-to-eat meals come to my door and are on the table in 2 minutes. No more grocery shopping, prepping, cooking, or cleanup. Creamy Parmesan chicken, turkey chili and zucchini with ancho lime crema. These chef-crafted, dietitian-approved meals are delicious and take no time at all. Just heat them up and savor the good stuff. You can customize your weekly meals with as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Factor is your solution for fast, premium meals without the need for cooking. And they're celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals. Head to factormeals.com/grammar50 and use the code grammar50 to get 50% off your first month plus 20% off your next month. That's the code grammar50 at factormeals.com/grammar50. 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box where your subscription is active. Remember the frustration of trying to memorize vocabulary and grammar rules, only to find you couldn't actually use the language in real life? Well, there's a better way to learn. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program with millions of users learning 25 different languages, and you can get it on your desktop or as an app on your phone or tablet. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways with its intuitive process. It's really different. You pick up the language naturally, first with words, then the phrases, and then with sentences. Plus, with Rosetta Stone's True Accent feature, You'll get feedback on how well you're pronouncing words. It's like having a personal trainer for your accent. Don't put off learning that language. There is no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Grammar Girl listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Is it rosettastone.com/grammar? That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/grammar today.
Finally, I have a Familite story from Rafi.
Hi, Mignon. This is Rafi from Tucson, and I'm calling in with a Familite story. I want to talk about when I was a kid and my mom came up with the word chocolaca. Chocolaca meant chocolate milk, and we used to refer to it all the time when I was growing up. When I was about 6, I went to a friend's house from school and asked for some chocolaca from their parents, and they had absolutely no idea what I was talking about. My mom used it so much that I had no idea chocolaca wasn't the actual word for chocolate milk. I came home furious, and for 2 years would never say chocolaca because I was so mad. But now whenever chocolate milk comes up, we still say chocolaca. Thank you, Mignon. Have a great day.
Thanks, Rafi. I love that because it fits with a pattern I've commented on before of children actually thinking a family word is the real word that everyone else uses too, and then feeling really angry or betrayed when nobody knows what they mean. I'd never heard of that before, but since people started sending me stories, I've definitely heard it more than once. You are not alone. If you want to share your family dialect story, the story of a word or sign your family and only your family uses, leave a voicemail at 83-3214-GIRL, and you might hear it on the show. And be sure to tell me the story behind it, because that's always the best part. I'm Mignon Fogarty, author of the New York Times bestseller, Grammar Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips for Better Writing. You can find me at the home of my podcast network, quickanddirtytips.com. Thank you to my producer, Nathan Sims, and that's all. Thanks for listening.
Bring on spring projects with Spring Black Friday Savings from The Home Depot. With free delivery on over 2 million items, you can bring on the spring cleaning, the patio decorating, and the front yard gardening. And if you need it fast, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Bring on the spring doing and spring your way only at The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.